Welcome to the Community Calendar. I'm Nick, the managing editor of the Community Paper, and I'm excited to be here again with Alicia of Instagram fame and local fame as well. You can follow her and find out about all the places that she's been visiting, all the events that she recommends. Her Instagram handle is Eats with Alicia. Welcome back, Alicia.
I'm happy to be here. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so glad you're here because for us at the Community Paper, we cover our coverage areas like downtown and the neighboring communities, Soto, College Park, Winter Park. But you're all over the place. You are from Sanford to the attractions and every place in between and beyond. So have you been visiting any interesting places lately?
I'm always going to someplace interesting, or I find interest in anywhere I go. Just this week, I was at A La Carte Soto. Nona Street Pizza had a pizza and yap small event, and I had a great time. I got to make my own pizza. Chef Andres taught me. I had just a ton of fun. Got to talk and chat and eat, and it was a really good time. Love A La Carte Soto and A La Carte Milk District. They have wonderful small business food trucks there. You can always find something great, yummy to eat and drink, and one of my favorite spots.
Yeah, it's really fun to bring a bunch of people because then you don't have to like all decide on one thing to eat. Everybody can get whatever they want. And then like I like to do is just try a bunch of people's food.
Yes, a little bit of that. Try
all
that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Before we get to events, so we're going to talk about stuff going on in Orlando that we both thought were really interesting. Let me thank our sponsor, Harry P. Lew Gardens. They have a lot of great programming going on this summer, from camps for the kids to the sculpture in the garden, all that origami sculpture in the gardens right now. And every Thursday through August, they'll have live music. The next 2 weeks features live music on the patio with Tony Wynn and Cameron Brown. That's a saxophone and trumpet smooth jazz duo. That's on June 12th. And on June 19th, we should go to this, the Cigano Swing Duo with gypsy jazz guitar. So we could do some swing dancing.
That sounds like a fun. Oh my gosh. I did swing dancing at my wedding a long time ago.
Really?
My reception. I think it's a lost dance style. People don't do that a whole lot anymore.
We have to go back to the late 90s, to the time of swingers, I think. As always, these are just a few of the events happening in Orlando this week. If you want to see more, follow Alicia on Instagram and sign up for our community newsletter at Your Community Paper. Coming up Saturday, if you have some furry friends, I guess whether or not you have some furry friends, there is a market going on that people might be interested in. Isn't that right, Alicia?
That's right. It is at Ivanhoe Park Brewing. It's going to be loads of fun. It is going to be Dogs Day Out, and there'll be, you know, bring your pups. They're dog friendly. There'll be vendors and food and lots of fun. The weather hopefully will be great, but they'll have water stations for the pups, and just it'll be tons of fun.
And I was thinking it is Father's Day weekend, so that would be a good event to take Dad to. Also happening Saturday night at the Temecula White House is Vegas Baby. Hits of the Headliner. So it's like a tribute kind of thing. And they'll be doing the songs of Cher and Elvis and Celine Dion and Sinatra all in one show. So that could be fun to take Dad to if he is interested in stuff like that.
That's a lot of fun.
What else? Father's Day, a couple of places you can go for free on Father's Day. One is the Orange County Regional History Center. And another one is Lew Gardens.
Gosh, I love Lew Gardens. My best friend had her wedding reception at Lew Gardens. So beautiful. It's an Orlando gem.
Yep. Then moving on from this weekend to Tuesday, we have the Curry Ford West, the Main Street District, is doing a special event over there from 3 to 5 p.m.
At Mikado's. If you haven't stopped by, I go there probably at least once a week.
It's really good. I know they have multiple locations, but that Curry Ford one is my favorite one to stop at. And that meringue, the big thing of meringue, every once in a while, I'll just get one of those and just eat it in the car and be covered in sugar.
Is that your go-to? Mine is their quesitos.
Oh my gosh, yeah. If I want something savory, quesitos. If I want something sweet, it's that big meringue bomb. But yeah, so you could meet and talk to people from Curry Ford West. That'll be their main street. You can meet their director, Stephanie, and talk to members and find out what's going on with the main street over there. And then for something a little spooky, Tuesday night over at Maxine's on Shine, Phantasmagoria will be performing. If you're unfamiliar with them, they are an acting troupe and they do kind of spooky spooky stuff. This show in particular will be called, this show in particular is called Poe Through the Tales Darkly, a haunted storytelling duet through madness.
Like Edgar Allan Poe?
It's a haunting evening of the works of Edgar Allan Poe, along with a three-course meal for Maxine's on Shine.
Which they are absolutely wonderful. I hope they get lots and lots of more support.
Yeah, so if you hadn't heard, Kurt and Maxine, the owners of Maxine's on Shine, they had a fire at their house. And so there's a lot of people that have been helping them out. The Hobarts, among others, Jim and Beth Hobart, started a GoFundMe for them. So if you are willing and able to help out, feel free to do that and go by the restaurant. Thank you so much for joining us, Alicia. Thank you to the listeners. If I could encourage everybody to follow Alicia at Eats with Alicia on Instagram. You can also follow us as well at Community Paper Orlando. You can subscribe to the podcast, tell your friends. And more than likely, if you're doing something fun this weekend, you'll see either me or Alicia there. So say hi.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come say hi, please.